All right, that's, yeah, sure.
Just for informational purposes, quite a few years ago, I worked in a city that used plan programming budgeting systems, which make high use of performance measures in terms of what departments are supposed to accomplish. And our city council at the time made use of it in a different way, in that it allowed you to do what we refer to as alternative service level budgeting, which means that the city council got to see at that point, if you applied more resources, how much more would you get out of a given service being provided? And if you took away less resources, say you wanted to tell somebody to do a 10% cut or a 20% cut, then you could tell the city council directly, this is what would be accomplished with those types of cuts, so that decisions got made whether or not you wanted to take away money or whether you wanted to add money. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of the beauty of having those kinds of program measures.
Mm-hmm. In the matrix you see of the performance-based plans, we started but pulled out this year. We had a column in there on resource allocation for both budgeting and staff to link priorities to budgets. It was too complex in version 1.0 to put that in. Our intent is to build that back in. But it's also, Mr. Shepard goes to that point on the return on investment. I will be less likely to cut someplace if, in fact, this area may be saving 10 times their unit cost in savings to the district. So in practice, that is applied. It's not yet built into the formal framework.